Welcome to Amber Energy, the podcast. Each episode, we talk about what it takes to be the best entrepreneur you can be and how to take your business or your client's business to the next level when it comes to graphic design, branding, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Amber Energy Podcast. I am your host, Rachel Sedwick, joined by the amazing and awesome Amber Jacobs, our co-host. How you doing, Amber?
Oh, just peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream. Love it. So today it is a special episode because we are talking about 2021, the year in review. So before we get into the subject, let's start with highlights from the week. What is your highlight from this week?
Highlight of the week. We're doing some really great production work for First Security Bank, some big campaigns that are really launching next year. Nice. So I'd say that's probably a pretty big thing to get through, both digital and print work. Yeah. So you'll be seeing it in store on their windows, as well as in print newspapers.
You're gonna see awesome.
And digital all over the world. So it'll be great.
Yeah, really cool. National client that you've been working with for a while on a multitude of things, right?
Yep, all this year.
Yeah, very nice. I think that's like where clients really get the biggest bang for their buck is when they can get you for so many different things because mm-hmm. you know their business. They don't have to start over with anyone. And that's a great part of just Amber Design in general, because we can do so much. Like mm-hmm. it's not just logos, it's all of it.
Yep.
Right.
Precisely. How about you? What about your highlights?
My highlights. Oh man. You know, you were thinking about yours and I wasn't even thinking about mine. Highlight from this week is I met with a tax consultant at the end of last week and just kind of planned out my next year. Mm-hmm. This 2022 will be my first full year, like end to end, where I am a all-in freelancer only. So at the beginning of this year, I had a 9-to-5 corporate job, and then I slowly transitioned into only contract work. I did all the things for a while, and then I transitioned into full-time freelance. And so as anyone can imagine, or anyone who has done that, it is a whole mess with the whole tax situation, and it's just a lot. Yeah, Amber's raising her hand for those of you just listening.
Totally been there, done that.
Yeah, so I am now doing that.
Fun and crazy with taxes.
Oh yeah, it's fun and crazy. It is a wild and crazy time. So,
well, I'm excited. Getting a tax CPA.
Yes, yeah. So I am turning that stress and anxiety into excitement because it is something that I've always wanted to do, work for myself and help others in the way that I want to help them. Like I help you as your operations coordinator and I work for myself as a fitness coach. So yeah, it's all.
And don't forget about your possibility of real estate.
Yes, I'm also a real estate agent. So I just moved to the area in Texas. So once I get more acclimated here, I might reactivate my license and start slinging homes and whatnot.
See, there you go.
Yeah. So into our topic, which is Amber Design 2021 in review. So if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, we are from Amber Design. Amber Jacobs owns Amber Design. It is a design and visual, what would you call it? A visual design agency or
a boutique graphic design.
Yeah. Boutique graphic design agency. So Amber Design does everything from brand identity, logos, website design,
marketing collateral,
sales funnels, so many things that your business needs. So, you've had a lot of client work, a lot of different clients this year. A lot of different industries, new industries for you and familiar industries for you. So we're just kind of going to go through the year and talk about the highs and lows. And
here we go.
So first question for you, if you were to describe the year in one word, what would you use?
Growth.
Growth?
Yeah.
I like it. Talk more about that.
Growth in the type of clients, growth in the type of people, growth in my business. So all around growth in my family, all around growth in lots of different ways.
Yes, absolutely. So in growth and your type of client, tell us more about that.
Yeah, we've made a cognitive change of our business strategy towards different businesses that are, just larger clients that are, so my target client is between, you know, clients that have maybe 20 to 40 employees and that revenue of, you know, maybe $1 to $10 million a year. So we've made an active change in who we target as good clients for our company.
Absolutely. And how is that different from, say, 2019, 2020 Amber Design?
Yeah. So also this year we've made, because of that cognitive growth, you know, we've also had to up our prices because we're also now working with, I also have a small team to support. Mm-hmm. And so we've turned clients that we might've taken in years prior at a lesser rate, we've turned down this year because we feel that our full service logo and branding identity work is worth and valued more. And yeah. So we've kind of had to grow as a business in that way and just kind of know who our target customers are and who actually really values what we do as an agency. I think that's the difference too.
Yeah, you get a lot of different service now from Amber Design than you might have in 2019 when you were, not in the same place that you are now.
Well, you still get the white gloves service. I still care, but you can get more of us. There's it's a team involved and a little bit more fanned out process and just adding more value to what I do with the team.
Yeah. What was already valuable a few years ago is now even more valuable. And I think that's how every business should be, right? And how we all should grow is like, how can we get better every day?
Great portfolio building and a great like process flowing, like really kind of like fleshing out a good process that really works. And that is repeatable, rinse and repeatable.
Scalable.
Scalable. So I think we did a really great job of that. And then so knowing what we're valued, knowing what we're worth. And
that's important.
So there you have it.
So what have been some of the biggest challenges of 2021?
I would say my personal big challenge is relinquishing control.
Tell me more about that.
Delegating the work and trusting others to do it for you. And letting go of control. It might not be the way you would do it, but it's a way of doing it. And it's not right or wrong. It's just different. And just being okay with that and moving along. Knowing when it's a big deal, when it's not a big deal.
Yeah. When to like micromanage, if that's the right word, like when to hone in and like be nitpicky as a boss or as a creative director and when to just like, you know, just gonna let it go. It's fine. It's close enough.
Yeah. It's good enough. Let that shit go. Like it's all good. Moving
along. Yeah, I definitely have seen that from you more and more. And like you being more at peace with doing that, you know, with certain things that we'll talk back and forth on. Like sometimes the back and forth isn't worth it. We just got to go. Mm-hmm. Like we just got to post that thing on social media.
You got to do that thing. It's good enough.
Make that decision.
Yeah. Just moving on. It's not as in the grand scheme of things, this is not really that important. It's important, but it's not like, it's not DEFCON 7. It's like, all right.
Well, and like, you're a very detail-oriented person. And so yes, you want to be that way. And that's important. That's part of the reason why you're so successful, but sometimes the details don't matter quite as much. And so it's like learning to choose when the details matter and when they don't matter quite as much.
Precisely. So I'd say that's probably been my, my personal biggest challenge of the year.
Yeah. Well, so on the flip side, what has been some of your, what's been one of the biggest highlights of 2021?
Well, see, the thing about it is I don't think there's really one highlight.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just highlights. And here we go. And I'm going to go with some highlights. big highlight of the year is that I am working with a really large community bank here in Washington State called First Security Bank. So I'm really proud of that partnership that I've been able to keep this year. So I think that's really great. Another partnership, keynote partnership is Jordan Crown. We did a lot of partnerships on some logos and brand identities this year with to clients. So I think that's a really big thing with Bias Intelligence and SEBA. So I'm really excited about that partnership and that relationship with them and those clients or joint clients. This year, my team and I did 13 logos or touched and created 13 logos this year, which I think is huge.
Yeah.
And highlights would also be that I now have teammates, Rachel, Rebecca, Jeffers, Brian, Ben, and Laura that I've added into the team. So I'd say that was really big. And then this year I launched a new website. I've had brand photos and I'm launching a podcast. I think looking back at this year, it was a huge year for relationships, partners, and projects.
Yeah. And you did all that while raising a 2-year-old and having a baby.
Yeah. No big deal, right?
No big deal. No big deal.
I got that. I did that.
And you still look good doing it.
Yeah.
You're not a frazzled mess.
No, I'm back down to pre-pregnancy weight and I'm working out and no, you know, we're what?
No big deal. Her son is 4 months old.
No, he's 6 months old, but
oh,
yes,
sorry. 6 months old. That's still not very much time.
It's cool. We're good here. All is well.
Yes. Well, those are some pretty amazing highlights. Yeah.
Highlights at a glance.
Yeah. At a glance. Yeah. Amber, it's been a big, big year for Amber Design and it's been cool to be a part of that. I am the Rachel that she talked about. I'm the operations coordinator at Amber Design. So I help with various admin things. I manage social, I help, I produce this podcast and just like random other things that Amber needs. And it's been cool to, you know, watch you relinquish some of that control because that then allows you to do more actual design work, which is the work you love. I know that you don't love, you're not passionate about some of the things that I do now. And that's great because you don't have to do that. I do it.
You know, right tool for the right job.
Yeah. And then same thing with like having some designers on the team. I know that, you know, PowerPoint, not Amber's favorite thing to do.
Every client wants it. It's amazing.
Exactly. Because, you know, in a lot of industries, it's important to have some flashy, nice PowerPoints. Even if no one's going to think about that PowerPoint again, it's important to impress in the moment of that
presentation. Well, I mean, I've had a lot of clients that are also, or a couple of clients, not a lot, a few clients, 3, 4 maybe this year that were startups looking for VC, venture capitalists to invest in their company. And so they did need like really posh,
really nice presentation
decks. To go after that type of prospect.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get money for your startup and right. You got to look the part and have a great
first impression. Get the importance of them. You know, people haven't gone all the way over to like Keynote or Google Slides or other, there's other options out there, but I feel like Microsoft Office has made a stakehold in the business industry and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
She says with a smile that she doesn't want to be putting on. Gritting her teeth. But yeah, so going back to that, the reason I brought that up is like, now you have an amazing partner who works for you that is great at PowerPoints and loves them, right?
Yeah, she likes it. No problem.
I'm like, she likes good. It.
Well, how'd you do her? Yeah. So she's got both a PC and a Mac. So she's even able to like check it on both. And I'm like, good.
Yeah. Well, because that's the key I've heard from you in PowerPoints. Like you might make it in Microsoft PowerPoint on a Mac and then it totally gets all fucked up on when you put it somewhere else, right?
Yeah. And that the theme fonts and theme colors don't always stay and things format differently. And so you have to have a PC to do PowerPoint.
Yeah. Well, I am so glad that you have that we spent the time this year to really vet and get some great talent as far as designers. You know, we also have Adam and Rebecca doing logos and other design work, production work. So I think, you know, you're only, now that you know how you got them and like what we did to get them, when the time comes to maybe have more or have different, like you'll know how to get after that.
Exactly.
So let's go more in depth into your favorite projects from this year. So we talked a little bit about some of the clients that you worked on. So what were your top 3 favorite projects that you worked on this year?
I think my favorite projects this year, gosh, it's so hard. I really like Bias.
Mm-hmm. Intelligence.
Yeah, their logo. I think I like the people more than I like maybe, I mean, the logo turned out great, but I really think I liked working with them, the, mm-hmm. that business. They were really fun to work with.
Yeah.
So let's say that's probably a big one. I really liked working on Woo Date. Also because probably the client was probably my favorite and the subject matter was super interesting and fun. Like who doesn't want to like woo date? I mean, it's just,
it's a dating planning service.
Yeah, exactly. Date planning service. So I felt that was kind of a fun one for the team and I to work on. And the client was super obviously really outgoing and bubbly, you know, because of what the industry that they're into. Yeah. So I'd say that I like those two a lot.
Last one. Good
third one. What's a good third one to add to the mix? What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I did not work in any of the files or anything like that. So I don't work directly with clients, but I really like the work you did for Wealth Refined, which is a wealth management service. And that was a startup as well, right?
Yeah, he was a new, he wasn't a new financial advisor, but he moved and went independent. Mm-hmm. So he needed a new.
I guess I just really like the design process of that one. I really like the Art Deco style in general, just like it's a very fun style. And also like the kind of old school, like the, you have a lot of wood tones and the bowl and the, just the strong feeling behind it. So I liked everything that you came, that you went through to come to the end result. And if you never looked at
It was a fun process. We kind of did a little bit of mood board stuff too. That was kind of unique to his process.
Yeah, exactly. I, if you are not familiar with Amber's process, she has a pretty extensive design process, whether it's for a logo, a website, brand identity, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you go to her website, awesomeamber.com, you can look at her portfolio and click through, you know, whatever you want to click through. So then you see exactly how the designers and Amber went through everything, every piece of the process, like the discovery process.
That's overview, of course, but
We look, you see the mood boards that kind of inspired the different versions of the logo that you presented to the client. And then you see, you know, what they chose, what they liked and how you got to the end result. So I think as far as from an outsider, non-designer perspective, I like that one the best.
I like that logo. It's a really fun, it's a really unique logo. I think that's one thing of the year that I look back at my portfolio. It's like, there's a lot of different styles of industries and styles.
And that's important as a designer, because I feel like you probably run into this a lot. It's like some designers just get stuck in a certain style. And so if you look at all of their-
a niche thing. So it's kind of sometimes it's good for them because it's like super niche.
Yeah. If you only work with certain like tech companies, right? Yeah. A lot of tech companies are going to have a similar style of logo, but you work with a lot of different industries and you make sure to do your homework on like the style of logo they need.
Yeah. Their industry, their style. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The chameleon. I think it's a good designer. They're a good chameleon.
Absolutely. So, okay. Those are the three that we like the most. In January of this year of 2021, did you think you would have done any of these, any of the big things that were like, were they on your radar? And so the things that I'm going to list, the new website, hiring and adding as many team members as you added and starting a podcast. Did you think in January that you would have done all three of those things? Were they on your radar?
The website was not on my radar. That was a ball drop.
That was a surprise.
But the other two, I would say yes.
Yeah. Because you're always thinking very much ahead as a business owner and as a person in general, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I would say the website was not planned. Having to redesign my entire website and have it redeveloped was completely not on my radar.
Which hosting platforms. Yeah.
Yeah. New platform. And I had the basic design already done from I already liked my old website. So, but if I was going to redo it, I might as well just make improvements. So I improved it, upon it.
But that was sprung on you.
What?
That was sprung on you. The need
that
to
was sprung
do
on
that.
Me. It was, but like I don't want to like, just, it was just timing with my old developer partner. I mean, I still love them to death. It's like no harm, no foul, but just unplanned.
yeah.
Had to do.
Yeah. But you did want to start a podcast and you did know that you'd need to add more people. So I think that's
why I was having a baby.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like some things I knew and some things I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think right now already you have like lots of things that you want to do in future year and years that,
yeah,
you know, we're already thinking about like, oh man, it's 2022, like in a couple weeks, right?
So I got things we got to do next year.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, you know, with how everything you accomplished this year, with everything you had going on, we're in a good place.
And we've laid some good groundwork. Yeah. Some good foundational groundwork to springboard off of for next year.
Yeah. And I think as a business, it can be, as a business owner, when you're like really on your own or very close to being on your own, it can be hard to, you know, we get impatient, right? You might like, you want to have all of this happen right away. And sometimes it just can't work like that. You have to take it in steps. And like you said, you have to lay the foundation. So we started recording this podcast well before it's going to be released. And that way we'll have plenty of material to release in a regular fashion, the right way. And then same thing, like with your website, even though it was a surprise, you had a lot of things that were foundational that were ready to go. Right.
Right. So like, I'm stoked that, you know, some things that I improved upon my website are, but I kind of even improved my own sales funnel. Yeah. I added some more like video to the hero banner, which just makes it look that just more posh and sharp.
Yeah.
And, brand elevation. Right. I added a downloadable for people, you know, a branding checklist for people to download. I added a, you know, more pages and an about page, a portfolio, a services page and a speaking page.
Yeah.
So we kind of laid some great groundwork for springboarding into like, maybe I want to do some more speaking engagements and
definitely want to do more speaking
engagements. Springboarding into, you know, more leaning into that I'm a bigger than just myself. I have a team. So I have a bigger about page with teammates.
Yeah.
I think all those things are springboarding me to go out and attract more of those clients that I want the team to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unplanned, but kind of like a serendipity, like it's not the moment, but I think overall it was almost like that.
The push you needed.
Yeah. Push maybe I needed like those kind of those D-Day things that you don't realize you need or you're going to do, but you got to just do them anyways. Like, all right, you know, I have a D-Day of June because I'm going to have a baby. I need to build out my team. Mm-hmm. So kind of working towards that. Like, oh, my developer has chosen not to continue their side hustle. I need a new website and new CMS system. Okay. So sometimes, you know, kind of like, you know, I just had to do it what I had to do. It just came at you. That life Tetris comes at you sometimes and you just got to like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Put on a smile, fake it till you make it.
There's nothing you can really do about it. You just kind of have to take it as it comes and just make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. I think you did a pretty good job. I mean, there's obviously we can't do everything exactly how we want to do it. So what are some of the things, if anything, that you wish you could have accomplished this year that you didn't? Be honest, be real and raw.
No, I think it's good here. Obviously I think, you know, my ego a little bit, I would love to have made more money.
Sure. Taking on a few more clients. Yeah.
But I mean, as far as the year looking back, I think it was a damn good year.
Yeah, I think so too.
Crazy year, but damn good year.
And the
building, an important building year. That's what it was.
That's what I was about to say. It's like everything that happened this year, even if it wasn't quite as much as you wanted it to be or whatever, like it's still, it was necessary for us to have a much better year in 2022.
Yeah, because even for everything from the CMS system, you know, and having you be able to be, you know, better a part of that, everything from like the different page build out of the website, having different resources for even the consultant that I brought on for sales, you know, having some different pieces and material and having a bigger and better web presence and downloadables and, you know, just kind of looking, leveling up my brand and leveling up my business. I think it's gonna, you know, produce, you know, come out in spades later.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your first goal of Q1 for 2022?
Book those big business, baby. We're going to book some big business.
Show me the money. Yeah. So we want to get more clients on, and not just more, but bigger.
It's just every year. This is how it is. So, you know, everybody's kind of sleepy through the holidays, and then everybody's looking at budgets middle of January, and then come end of January into February, it's like dialing for dollars.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, time to like start hustling and start booking that work for the team this year.
Yeah. I remember around that like mid to end of Q1 this year, you were definitely like, you were having a turn away business because you just, you had a full pipeline. And at that time you didn't have anyone, you didn't have anyone working for you or with you. I think you had a contractor that was like dropping the ball. So you had to fire them. Like there was a whole thing. So
I think I had 3 contractors that I had to hire and fire.
Yeah. But I mean, that just, it's about creating and having quality work. And if you don't have quality work, you can't grow.
Well, it's not quality work either. It's also integrity. I have people that like, oh yeah, I'll get it done on this day or this time for an internal. And then they'd be like, hey, where are you? Yeah. Oh, I need another, I need more time or on my computer.
Having like, money, baby.
Simple's up. I told the client this date, you agreed this time for review. And I had clients drop the ball and,
contractors.
Mm-hmm. Contractors dropped the ball. And so I had to fire them because it was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I don't got time for that kind of shit.
No, we don't. And that's just like one of the things that I think
business integrity is so important to me.
Yeah. We made that a big priority in how we hired contractors this year, like hired more after that first slew of bad ones. Like we vetted them and told them like, if you can't do this, tell me.
Just tell me.
It's okay.
Like, I don't care. Like I had times where I was like, hey, this deadline's coming up. Do you need me to jump in and help? Like we can divide and conquer and make it work. Just let me know. Like, it's okay. And you know, they continue to drop the ball even after they didn't want to collaborate with me or something. I don't know. But anyways, they were not
good riddance part
of the team anymore.
Now we have a great team that is like really good at communicating, I think. And just like monitoring their own capacity to do things and be there. So that's awesome.
Yes. Good stuff.
Any other goals? Any more specific goals, like types of clients, anything like that?
What type you say of
business that you want to do?
I've got some. I'm doing some pivoting towards not just mid to large businesses, but also looking at like different holding companies, capital investment companies, mm-hmm. you know, companies that might have lots of businesses that they own and have brands they might want to revamp. I'm looking at franchisees, people or franchisors that are coming into like various businesses and wanting to help people franchise their businesses. And at that point they might need my services. So I'm kind of pivoting to like other partnerships like that. PR firms, kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Holding companies, maybe did I mention that one? Holding companies.
Yeah,
so different kinds of companies that might have, there's more clients.
They have a farther reach.
Further reach, more clients within that one client. Mm-hmm. Making some pinnacle kind of changes on how I go after a certain business.
Yeah, I like it. Well, cool. And had a good year.
Kind of forecasting there. So hopefully that'll work out. That's kind of like where my game plan is on next year so far, continuing to scale and grow my business and, make time for family and all the things.
Yeah. One other thing that we touched on a little bit in the beginning, when we were talking about like your website, is the speaking thing. So you've been doing business for a long time as a designer, mm-hmm. as just a female business owner in general. And you've been asked to speak at a good number of like events and in front of groups, whether it's in person or Zoom in the past couple of years. So you're wanting to do a little bit more of that. What are some of the things that you tend to speak about when you do those speaking engagements?
Yeah. When it's been high schools, like DECA classes or high schools in general, it's been about, you know, pairing your lifestyle, the ideal lifestyle you want with the business track or career that can support that lifestyle goal. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes what it is with high school kids, kind of like, and then talking a little bit about my career path and how I chose and why I chose it. And then
we have a podcast on.
Yeah. And then to college. So I do also a fair bit of talking to my alumni, designers and the entrepreneurial and innovation classes. at Western Washington University. And I tend to talk more then about how I went into business for myself and sort of my journey towards self-employment, my journey through, you know, graduation, recession, working for other people, discovering how I wanted to be an entrepreneur, becoming an entrepreneur, and now a business owner, and kind of more talking about that track as well. So those are kind of the typical common tracks that I talk about, but I would like to also kind of eventually more pivot into more of like my personal journey and track as well, through like various life traumas and struggles that I've had and kind of how that pairs out with my career. Yes. So we'll get there eventually, but we're not there yet. So those are kind of like some of the, you know, basic talk tracks that I have right now.
Yeah. I love it. I've watched a lot of those things go down, and just like, we've talked on our own just about how you want to get after doing that. And I'm excited to see what more speaking engagements we do book for you. And if anyone is listening and maybe you've been a listener of the podcast, or you've seen some of Amber's work that she's talked about or had on an Instagram, social media portfolio, anything, let us know, reach out. And, she's a great, great speaker for these kinds of things that she's talking about here. Especially for young professionals, young students, who are looking to make a name for themselves. And
yeah, it's fun watching people learn and grow. And, I like mentoring and coaching them through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, sometimes they just need a little nudge. Yeah. And that's all they need, a little course direction, a little nudge in the right direction. And it's fun to watch them really become successful.
Yeah, exactly. And I know from some of those speaking engagements, you've gotten people that you've helped a little bit past that, like that you've mentored and everything, which
that's how it comes back around.
Yeah. It's adding
really,
value.
It's really fulfilling to have that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm excited for the year to come. 2022 is going to be a big year for Amber Design. So, if you are listening, please keep up with us and see all the big things that we do, because there's plenty of it coming. And, thank you for listening to Amber Energy, the podcast. Hope that you are liking it and enjoying it. This is a podcast about business, entrepreneurship, and graphic design, and all of the personal things sandwiched in between that. So if you like the podcast, please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. Like us, rate us highly, 5-star reviews only, give us a good review, share us. And if you want to hear about anything specific in any of those subjects, please reach out. You can see Amber on Instagram at awesomeamberdesign. And then you can also go to awesomeamber.com. You can email amber@awesomeamber.com or rachel@awesomeamber.com.
Self-affirmation. It's not an ego trip.
Exactly. Exactly. We're confident, and that's what you need to be.
Self-affirmation at its finest.
Exactly. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We will see you on the next one. Happy New Year.
Bye.